1-800-449-8686. Now, Bill Hendry.
I want to hear the story, and then I read the news story.
Well, sir, I want to explain, though.
Go ahead.
My daughter bought these shirts for her husband and my son-in-law, and these shirts are called wife beaters.
I'm familiar with them.
And I told her it was a tragic name for a shirt, and I asked her a tragic name for anything to call it a wife beater. I thought that it was...
Seems to trivialize something serious.
I think so, yes, sir. And I asked my daughter if Mike, who is my son-in-law, had ever laid a hand on her, and she said no. And I said, that's good, because let me tell you, Mr. Hendry, anyone lays a hand on my daughter, and they will die screaming.
All right.
Well, let me finish, because I come from a time when it was accepted for a man to beat his wife, and we all did it at the time. We had come home from a war, World War II or Korea, and a lot of us missed the action, we missed the battle, and we still, I guess you could say, we had a little fight left in us, and so we smacked our wives around for fun, and they made a big deal out of it. Well, it's no different from what these guys, for instance, coming back from Iraq are going to do.
The guys from Iraq will come home with a lot of adrenaline.
I know what we used to say, you still got a lot of fight in you.
Uh-huh.
And you want to smack your girlfriend or your wife around. But it was part of the relationship in those days for the man to physically discipline his wife. That's what we used to call it. But I learned it was unacceptable. And these T-shirts called wife beaters, I think, said the wrong message.
So I want to, not to interrupt you, you used to beat your wife, sir?
Let me repeat what I just said. I said I learned it was unacceptable to hit your wife. And I learned to get a woman's attention is not to strike her.
Yes, sir.
And any man that would do that should die with blood in his mouth. And to call these shirts wife beaters, I think, trivializes something very serious.
And I think that that's good that you've come to that realization, Mr. Bonafide.
Well, I just think that any man that would do that to a woman belongs in a jail cell.
All right. Now, you told Janice, my producer, that you don't beat your wife anymore, but you throw things at her?
All right. But, yeah, but just you're mixing apples and oranges. For you to compare that with beating your wife...
Well, I don't know that I'm necessarily doing that.
Well, I would not do that because that is unconscionable and it's untrue.
Well, I didn't say that you're beating your wife now, but you told Janice when you get angry, you have thrown forks at your wife, you've thrown magazines and newspapers at her, you said you threw a remote.
Mr. Hendry, I have not beaten my wife in over 30 years, and throwing items at her in frustration, sir, is not beating her.
Well, did you throw things at her? You throw things at her out of anger. You say that you threw a Duraflame log at her out of anger.
I want to be very clear. Throwing things in frustration is not beating your wife. There was a time when I used my fists.
But if you struck...
I want to finish what I'm saying. Over 30 years ago, I did. I don't do that anymore. And what you need to understand, sir, I don't beat my wife. And a lot of us Korean War veterans don't do it anymore. I get angry. I throw things, yes. And if I hit her with a Duraflame log, mister... Let me tell you, that doesn't hurt near as much as the fists of a United States Navy veteran might. And a lot of us come home from Korea.
Anyway, well, I don't want to upset you.
A lot of us come home from Korea. And we had a lot of fight in us still. And well, if we smacked our wives around or our girlfriends, who's to know? And they said it was wrong and okay, so we don't do it anymore.
Don't you think that throwing a fork at a woman is dangerous?
That's nowhere near as dangerous as you do a disservice to millions of men in uniform and veterans when you say to us that when we throw an apple or a wrench, that is somehow equated to wife beating. And, sir, you owe an apology to millions of men who are in uniform today so you can sleep under this blanket of freedom.
Your wife was treated at an emergency room for a head wound that she received when you threw something at her.
Sir, my wife is hard of hearing. We were coming out of the Red Robin restaurant. I had a beer stein that they give away in their promotions for drinking what is it called, Carol, for drinking the beer. And my wife didn't see a car backing out. And I hit her with a beer stein, so they're the only thing I could do. And for you to compare that...
All right, you got her attention.
Yes, sir, I did.
All right, I got to take just to give a phone number out here. And so maybe people, if they want, they can call in.
Yes, sir.
All right. And Lloyd, I understand you're a Korean War veteran, and I respect that.
Well, I want you to understand what a lot of us went through back then.
All right, I know that. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. I'm talking to Lloyd Bonafide, who is a Korean War veteran, and but that's a long time ago. Now, we're talking about, you say that you used to beat your wife, but you don't do it anymore. You throw things at her out of frustration.
That is correct, yes, sir. Yeah, and I'm not apologizing for that.
All right, but I kind of agree with you. You say you don't like the name Wife Beater T-shirts.
I think that any man that would lay his hands on a woman should die screaming. And I think it's the height of cowardice to beat a woman. And when I did it, it was different because I was a veteran and I come home from Korea. And
well, wait a minute. When you did it, you say it was different because you were a veteran.
Well, when the veterans did it, we did it because we just come home from the war. And we had a lot of fight in us, and to smack your wife around, it was relaxing. But now I understand it was wrong, and I would never do that. And for you to bring up me throwing, I threw a wrench at my wife. I was angry. She had promised me a tuna fish sandwich, and she brought it into the garage.
Sir,
please let me finish, sir.
All right.
She promised me a tuna fish sandwich. And she brought it into the garage. And I had asked her, and this has been going on for over 30 years of marriage, please don't put mayonnaise on the side. Mix it in with the tuna fish. And for the I don't know how many millionth time, she brought it with tuna fish and mayo. And I picked up a wrench, and understandably, I threw it at her after she turned to leave the garage.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Is there a difference between beating your wife and just throwing something at her out of frustration? This is a Korean War veteran who believes that there is. He believes that he's stopped beating his wife and throwing shoes at her and throwing magazines at her and things like that. It's absolutely acceptable, given the fact that he's not beating her anymore and given the fact that he is a Korean War veteran and there may still be a lot of fight in him. Our number is 1-800-449-8686.
Mr. Henry, listening to you, it sounds as if you believe that I still abuse my wife.
I have questions. You've hit your wife with tools, with a phone, with fruit, with shoes, with magazines. She's been taken to a hospital for stitches that you say you hit her with a beer stein to keep her from walking into the path of a car.
Yes, sir, I did. And I will tell you, mister, you'd better get off that train of thought. I told you I don't beat my wife. And I do not beat my wife. And if you say that again, sir, I can legally sue.
All right, I don't want to get confrontational. Do you understand?
But, sir, you understand I can sue for defamation.
I didn't say anything. I said you hit your wife with a beer stein.
You said I claim.
That's what you did. You claim. 1-800-449-8686. He said he needed to get his wife's attention because she would have walked into the path of an oncoming car, and because she's hard of hearing, he hit her with a beer stein. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Talking with Lloyd Bonafide. He is a Korean War veteran, and he has basically what we saw at the news service, sir, that your wife was in the hospital with stitches. You threw a beer stein, or you hit her with a beer stein.
And you are trying to equate that shirt with wife beating, and it is absolutely different.
You used to beat your wife.
Yes, sir, I did. It was a lot of Korean War vets did, a lot of World War II vets did, a lot of Vietnam vets did, and a lot of your Gulf War guys did, and these Iraqi guys will.
And your explanation for that, of course, is very interesting, that you guys came home as veterans of a foreign war, and you still had a lot of fight in you. And
hitting our wives was a little bit of getting the fight out of us, yes, sir. And it was relaxing, and it was wrong, and we don't do it anymore. I love my wife, and she knows that I love her, because I'm paying attention to her. And if I throw an ashtray at her because I'm a little bit angry, it's also she gets some attention.
I don't think so, okay?
Well, you don't tell me whether I love my wife or not.
I'm not trying to tell you whether you love your wife or not. Were you in San Francisco?
I've been in San Francisco many times, sir.
Well, were you up there for a reunion of your Korean War unit?
Yes, sir, we were. We were over at the St. Francis Hotel.
And what happened there?
Nothing happened there, sir. I ordered room service, and the guy was at the door knocking and knocking on the door, and I was in the bathtub, and my wife is hard of hearing, so I unplugged the telephone and I threw it at her, and it hit her in the back.
And then you told her through sign language, answer the door.
Yes. Now I want to ask you, how do you get someone who's hard of hearing's attention to answer the door when you are yourself unable to do it? And I did the nearest best thing. I picked a telephone, and I threw it at her.
Okay, your wife's been hit now with a telephone, a beer stein.
And when I hit her with the beer stein, that was to...
So she wouldn't get hit by a car.
Yes. You see, you monkeys that try to make this into a wife-beating issue really cracked me up. This has got nothing to do with beating your wife.
Well, this has got to do with using something to physically abuse her, throwing stuff at her, and...
You have to understand that that is not wife beating. Now, let's get back to this generation that thinks it's funny to wear a shirt called a wife beater. And any man that's beaten a woman, any man that hits a woman, deserves to be taken out and stabbed with a Marine Corps sword.
You've hit your wife with tools, fruit, phone, shoes. She's been taken to the hospital for stitches. And you don't beat your wife?
No, sir, I do not.
All right, well, if you say you don't beat your wife, then you don't beat your wife. Throwing an ashtray at her to get her attention is not beating her.
No, it's not. And I you know what's shocking to me is that you're not better informed. As a talk show radio host, I would think you'd be better informed.
I assume that was abusive behavior.
No, it's not. You're way off the beaten course, mister.
Well, I'd like to get some women's advocate groups in here.
No, you don't need to get any women's advocate groups, because I'm telling you that when you pick up an ashtray and throw it at your wife to get her attention, it's different from being physically abusive. At least I don't hit her like these other jackasses.
So if I had a women's advocacy group in here, I'm sure that they would agree with what I'm saying, that is...
Well, you don't know, because have you ever beaten your wife?
No, of course I haven't.
Well, I have.
You've beaten my wife.
No, you know, you can be funny if you want to, and...
All right, I don't need to beat my wife to know.
Yes, you do.
I don't need to beat my wife to know that it's bad.
Yes, you do.
How do you figure that? I know it's bad to beat my wife.
No, you don't, because you don't know... That it is what compels it and what made me do it in the first place. It was relaxing. It was fun. And I think a lot of men would do themselves a world of good if they would admit that it was fun to beat their wives. And I miss it. I miss it terribly. But I'll tell you this much, I would never do it because I know it's destructive. Now, I cracked a beer stein across the back of her head and shattered it, by the way, in six places. Now, this was an Oktoberfest Bavarian beer stein, valued at over $80.
Your wife went to the...
I understand she went to the hospital. But I cracked that across the back of her head so she wouldn't walk out in traffic. And I love her very much.
I'm not calling you a wife beater, Lloyd, but I'll tell you, there's other ways of getting somebody's attention besides cracking a beer stein across their head.
I had to drink 18 beers to get that free stein. And you know something? I can guarantee that you've been tempted to throw up a turkey or a burned tri-tip at your wife. My wife gave me a steak one night, and it was burnt like charcoal. And I took it and I threw it at her.
I've never had my wife burn a steak. I've never had my wife destroy any meal. So I've never felt tempted to throw anything at her. I've destroyed a few meals.
I heard about your tri-tip.
Yeah, I did. I burned tri-tip up.
Well, then your wife would have been well within her rights to take one of them and throw it at you.
Well, I'll tell you, the news that I have here is that you hit your wife with a beer stein. She had stitches, but the police are not charging you. And I'm simply saying that in my mind, there is no difference between throwing an ashtray at your wife or throwing what you say was a phone, or in one instance, you threw an entire table at her. And that's not wife beating. I think it's
it is not wife beating, sir.
Well, I think it is some form of abuse.
Well, let me tell you something. The steak that my wife served me was still on fire. Okay, now what am I supposed to do with that?
Put it out?
You're damn right. I did. I threw it at her, and that put it out. The wind as it was flying through the air. My wife never served me leek soup again after I threw that bowl at her.
Whatever that's got to do with the steak.
Right.
All right, sir. I appreciate your at least taking our phone call. I know that Janice got you on short notice.
No, she didn't get me on short. I don't have anything to do. I just sit here and I watch the Fox News channel all day long.
All right. Don't hurt anybody when you throw something at them.
I don't hurt anyone. I'm a Korean War veteran, and I never hurt anybody.
Thank you.
Whatever. I hope the interview went good.
Frankly, no.
Well, too bad.
1-800-449-8686. Mr. Bonafide has said that he does it out of love. He has said that when he threw a toolbox at his wife, it was with the best of intentions. He has also told reporters that his wife, being in the hospital with stitches, when he sees the scar on her head, it reminds him of him saving her life. By breaking that stein over her head, he saved her from being run over by a car. 1-800-449-8686. You know, people that are hard of hearing, and their back is to you, so they can't see the sign language, and they can't see your mouth, and they're too far away for you to tap them on the shoulder, how do you yell at them? I guess you throw an ashtray. 1-800-449-8686, the Phil Henry Show website, philhenryshow.com. That's philhenryshow.com. Our Jay Sano Citizens Auxiliary Police t-shirt is available there, and so is our Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt. It's royal with black, and it's a beautiful thing. It's only $200, and it's available to be shipped within 2 to 4 weeks. So pick it up on our website, philhenryshow.com. Get it over for Christmas. Get it delivered by Christmas, and as well, our best of CDs. This is The Phil Henry Show. We'll be right back.
1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil Henry Show.